From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Founded in 2015, Boise-based LED is a nonprofit organization that creates innovative as well as accessible artistic experience for everyone. And today we're joined by one of the co-founders of LED, Lauren Edson, to talk about the company's upcoming project. Lauren, it is always nice to have you on the program.
It's so good to be here.
So Lauren, for folks who may not be familiar with LED, can you tell us about your organization?
Yeah. So we are an arts organization run by myself and my husband, Andrew Stensis. And we love to create meaningful artistic experiences that kind of take on so many different directions. We include dance and live music and theater and often film components into what we do. And we're trying to create meaningful, engaging, and life-affirming experiences.
How did you and Andrew come about deciding to put LED together back in 2015?
Yeah, well, it started really with us first meeting each other, and we fell in love pretty hard. And he was a musician, and but had taken a little break in songwriting, and I was commissioned by a festival in New York to create an original work, and it encouraged original music. And I was dating Andrew at the time, and really loved the idea of him composing for that. And he created something that was really special, and that collaboration felt like one that I had never experienced as a choreographer. And we were able to, I think, be brutally honest with each other, which I think is always a good recipe in collaboration. From that seed, we talked about our dreams down the road of creating a company that would be a platform for us to share our work and to also bring in exceptional artists and companies that we also love and admire, and bring them to audiences here in our hometown.
And, you know, your work is so fascinating because, as you said, there are so many different facets to it. When you were putting LED together, I mean, was that kind of part of the vision? Was, we don't want it just to be music. We don't want it to just be dance. I mean, yeah. You've incorporated so many elements of art. And, you know, why take that on? Because that seems like it could be a really heavy lift.
Totally. And it can be. It definitely can be a lot to piece together for any given project. But I think one thing that we're both very cognizant of is that people experience art in so many different ways, and there's so many different windows into what really connects with people. And for some, it is dance and movement. For others, it is live music and or film. And I think for us, we love the challenge of using these different mediums to serve a work, not just to do it for, you know, an added piece to it, but to see how these different components can add something on their own independently and then amount to something bigger than any one piece could do on its own.
And I think we should let our audience know that back in 2020, Dance Magazine named LED part of the 25 to watch. That's a big honor, Lauren. What was that like to get that type of recognition?
Well, it was super exciting, and we were honored and humbled to be in a list that is really forecasted up-and-coming individuals and companies, and it was really a great honor. I think it was unfortunate that it came at a time when nobody was watching us, right, or anything because of the pandemic, but it certainly given us, I think it's bolstered us in really wonderful ways and affirmed that we're doing something special and that we should continue doing it. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of something special, let's talk about what's going to be happening the weekend of August 4th. You have a whole new project that's going to be happening. So talk to us about this.
Yes. So this program is called LED Plus Friends, and we're super excited because this is really the first time that we will be presenting our own original work along with some friends from the Northwest. I have a dear friend, Franco Nieto, who has a company in Portland, Oregon, called Open Space. And he's also a dancer with LED. He's coming to present a duet that he's created. And then we'll also have friends Uno and Sophia. Uno is from Tokyo, and Sophia is based in Portland. They're street dancers who have a really special, unique blend of contemporary and hip hop movement that I think is super special and will definitely be a highlight in the evening. This program is exciting to think about how we can not only share our work, but present our audiences to companies and artists in the Northwest that we believe in, and hopefully continually, you know, raise the bar and expose more people to more work. Our piece that we'll be premiering is called Over the Moon, and it's taking some inspiration from the classic children's book, Good Night Moon, by Margaret Wise Brown. And we'll have live original music and incredible dancers from all over the country. And yeah, it'll be great.
So why collaborate so much with, you know, other artists and other companies? Why is that important to you?
Yeah, I think that it's, to me, it feels like the real essence of what good art making can be, to be able to work intimately with people who you really trust and admire is, I think, the greatest hope that we all have as artists. It's, you know, it's one thing to create independently and kind of be in your own head and kind of in a vacuum, but to share the process and to really negotiate and share from a place of love feels like it's really the ultimate. It's like the very best piece of creating is when you can do it with friends and people that lift your art to an entirely new level.
And what is it like to, I know that you've been back in person for a while now since the pandemic, but as you mentioned, you know, this impacted, I think, the arts community so much when we went through the pandemic. You were lucky enough to keep going forward. But what is it like now to finally be back in person, to be able to collaborate with these other companies? I mean, has that changed your perspective at all, having, you know, to really, you know, as you mentioned, kind of be in a bubble? That's exactly what we all had to do for so long.
Right. I would say, for me, it has really underlined just how arts are such a commodity, that it is not this sort of frivolous thing that we can do in our free time. And it's a cute way to spend our free time. I think I feel like what we've all experienced in the last, 2, 3 years has just underlined just the great significance that artists and art making and artistic experiences can have in our lives.
I want to talk to you about the fact that you are a nonprofit, and when you say that you want the art accessible for everyone, arts accessible for everyone, that's so true. I mean, you even have a sliding fee for folks to be able to see your performances. So why, again, you know, why do that? Why have that be such a focus of what you do?
Well, we really want everybody to experience art, and we want to make it possible for people from every demographic and socioeconomic level. I think we want to help make it possible and hope that it's not that the price of a ticket is not the thing that makes it so you can't attend a performance. Everybody, I think, needs to experience what art can do. And we want to, that's really at the heart, I would say, of a big tenet of our art making, is that it is for everyone. And we are doing all that we can to make that possible.
So this latest performance will be August 4th through the 6th, and you're going to be in a really historic building in the north end of Boise for this latest performance.
Yes, we'll be at TRICA, the Treasure Valley Institute for Creative Arts, which is an incredible historic building that was originally a church and then renovated to be a children's preschool run by John Swarthout, who actually was a teacher of mine when I was growing up, a dance teacher. So it's pretty awesome to be back in this beautiful space that I think will be, the work is definitely created with the location in mind, very site specific. Yeah. And I think that it's going to be another level that contributes to the experience.
And how do folks get tickets?
Tickets can be gotten at ledboise.com/tickets. And there are just a bit left. Yeah.
Just a few left, but there's still some there. Lauren, as always, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Really appreciated the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.